What if I told you that 95% of everything you think, feel, and do isn't really you at all? It's just habit. That nearly every response, every decision, every emotional reaction is running on autopilot, programmed by repetition over years or decades. Here's the liberating truth. If habits built the person you are today, they can rebuild the person you want to become tomorrow. Your brain contains 100 billion cells, each connected to up to 20,000 neurons, creating more possible thought combinations than there are molecules in the known universe. Yet most of us navigate this extraordinary potential without an instruction manual, settling for a fraction of what we're capable of. The difference between those who achieve remarkable success and those who don't comes down to one thing: the daily habits they've woven into their lives. Think of your self-concept as the operating system running everything in the background. It's the master program determining how you show up in the world, what you believe you're capable of, and ultimately what you achieve. You have a mini self-concept for everything important: your creativity, your earning potential, your attractiveness, your intelligence. Whatever that self-concept becomes, that's your comfort zone. And here's the catch. You'll unconsciously fight to stay within it, even when it limits you. Someone with a $50,000 a year self-concept will find ways to maintain that income whether the economy booms or crashes. They'll sabotage raises, overspend windfalls, or avoid opportunities that might push them beyond that invisible boundary. Self-esteem powers everything in the system. The more you like yourself, the better you perform, creating a virtuous cycle starting with three daily words: I like myself. Most people carry two destructive childhood patterns: the I can't of fearing failure and the I have to of fearing rejection. When both operate simultaneously, you feel compelled to win approval while convinced you'll fail. Building self-esteem dissolves both fears, making you resilient enough to attempt difficult things and bounce back from setbacks. Habits form through conditioned responses: stimulus, thought, action, consequence, repeat. Bad habits form effortlessly. Good ones require intentional cultivation. Emotional intensity determines speed. A significant emotional experience creates instant change, while habits of medium complexity typically require 21 days of consistent practice. Installing a new habit follows a proven sequence. First, make an unambiguous decision to behave in a specific way 100% of the time, no exceptions. Second, tell others about your commitment, creating social accountability. Third, visualize yourself performing the behavior perfectly. Fourth, create affirmations reinforcing your new identity. Fifth, persist through the awkward initial phase. Sixth, reward yourself each time you practice the habit. Finally, be patient. You can't overhaul your personality overnight. The fatal mistake is attempting too many changes simultaneously. Instead, identify the single habit that would create the most positive ripple effects and focus exclusively on that one change until it becomes effortless. Self-discipline is the master skill, the ability to make yourself do what needs doing when it needs doing, whether you feel like it or not. The more you act on decisions rather than feelings, the more powerful you become. Optimism may be more valuable than discipline. Optimists aren't just happier, they're healthier, more successful, creative, and influential. While pessimists focus on what they don't want and who to blame, optimists constantly think about what they want and how to get it. This focus creates what psychologists call a hardy personality that thrives under pressure. Goal setting transforms vague wishes into concrete targets. Write down exactly what you want with specific deadlines. List everything required to achieve it, organize that list into a plan, and identify obstacles. Most importantly, do something daily that moves you closer to your most important objective. Writing your top goals every morning in present tense, I weigh 165 pounds rather than I will lose weight, activates your subconscious mind and accelerates progress. Excellence orientation means identifying the 5 to 7 key result areas that determine your success. Your weakest skill sets the ceiling on your results. Ask yourself, what one skill, if developed to excellence, would most impact my career? Then commit to continuous learning. Read in your field for 30 to 60 minutes daily, attend seminars quarterly, and turn your commute into a university on wheels with educational audio. Over 10 million first-generation millionaires built wealth in a single working lifetime. Despite different backgrounds, they share specific habits: thinking constantly about financial independence and accepting complete responsibility for their finances to increase net worth 8 to 10% annually. The most identifiable habit is frugality. Self-made millionaires never buy new when used works, never buy when leasing makes sense, never lease when renting works, never rent when borrowing is possible. Most purchase quality two-year-old cars and drive them for years, live in average neighborhoods, and avoid expensive luxuries. There are those who look rich and those who are rich. Your goal should be the latter. The pay yourself first principle means saving at least 10% before other expenses in a separate account. For those in debt, start with 1% and increase gradually. The wedge theory offers a painless approach. Save 50% of every future raise, improving your life with half while building wealth with the other. While media celebrates overnight fortunes, most wealth builds slowly. The average millionaire takes 22 years to accumulate $1 million. Career advancement accelerates through two habits: arrive early, work steadily, and stay late, boosting productivity by 50 to 100%. Second, master current responsibilities, then request additional work without demanding more money. Excellence and speed make you indispensable. Personal appearance dramatically impacts advancement. People form first impressions in 4 seconds, finalizing judgments within 30 seconds. Invest in professional image through appropriate clothing, grooming, and accessories. Working well with others ranks among the most valuable career habits. During layoffs, the most popular and helpful leave last. Everyone works in customer service. Your boss is your most important customer. Be pleasant and positive. Refuse to criticize, condemn, complain, or gossip. Character develops through habits consistent with desired qualities. Adults can develop any virtue through deliberate practice. Act courageously when afraid. Be generous when feeling stingy. Through repetition, these virtues become automatic. Leadership requires vision. Project years ahead with clarity about your goals. Courage means acting toward goals without guaranteed success. Accept complete responsibility. When frustrated, respond, "I am responsible." Integrity is the most important leadership quality. Your reputation is your most valuable asset. Live in truth by acting according to your highest values. Develop gratitude, which transforms personality, making you warmer and friendlier while enhancing happiness and self-esteem. Every morning, you're either strengthening who you want to become or reinforcing who you've always been. Habits are votes for the person you believe you are. Save instead of spend, and you vote for financial independence. Tackle your most important task first, and you vote for effectiveness. Express gratitude, and you vote for happiness. Transformation doesn't require monumental effort, just small, consistent actions repeated until automatic. George Washington deliberately practiced civility rules until they became second nature. Benjamin Franklin rose from printer's apprentice to America's first self-made millionaire by methodically developing one virtue at a time. Start today with one non-negotiable change. Practice it for 21 days until it feels natural. Then add another. In a year, you'll be unrecognizable. Your habits are building something. Make sure they're building the life you actually want.